This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Forget the television show The Biggest Loser. Forget corporate weight loss challenges. Try an entire city. You hear about that from time to time. An elected official gets it in his head that everybody needs to lose weight, and then he promptly challenges the constituents to a group diet. Trimming the fat helps the heart and re-election efforts, I guess. But commentator Beth Tytel notes that dropping the pounds is easier said than done.
Last April, my town's mayor challenged Bostonians to lose a collective 1 million pounds in a year's time. So far, 11 and a half months in, we've lost 96,000 pounds, only 904,000 to go by April 23rd. Fellow Bostonians, now would be a good time to start that juice fast. The mayor got the idea for a citywide diet after he met a very overweight boy while giving out Thanksgiving turkeys and worried that the child was doomed. He also thought we'd have an easier chance slimming down if we avoided Dunkin' Donuts together. It's not over until the fat lady sings, of course, but maybe the goal was just too ambitious. Perhaps a call to gain 1 million pounds would have better tapped into our strengths, or to rack up $1 million in parking tickets. But let's take a step back and examine the weight loss target. Why 1 million pounds? After all, Corpus Christi, Texas officials challenged their citizens to lose only 50,000 pounds, and that town was branded America's fattest city. Not to brag, but Boston recently made a list of the fittest cities. Even so, the Boston Public Health Commission figured that we have about 200,000 overweight or obese adults, and if each lost 5 pounds, we'd be set. But the commission wasn't going to be picky. Each of our 625,000 residents could lose 1.6 pounds, or one person could lose 1 million pounds. Actually, a dieter doesn't even need to live in Boston. The Boston Public Health Commission says it will take a pound of flesh from anyone who works, plays, or lives here. So, by all means, if you come into town for a Celtics game and you've had the stomach flu, please log on to the Boston Moves for Health website and share your loss. The city has worked hard to promote its program. It's offering free fitness classes and pedometers, deeply discounted memberships to Weight Watchers, coupons for healthy food, community walks, and other incentives. So what's going on? As a lifelong dieter, I see two possibilities. Either we're retaining water, or, even more likely, the scale is wrong.
Beth Tytel is a reporter at the Boston Globe. Her most recent book is called Drinking Problems at the Fountain of Youth.